Blog Talk Radio.
The Darlene McCrary News Network. You may listen to our recently recorded broadcast by dialing 712-770-4476. The access code is 976-706-pound. Blessings.
There are 17 participants in the conference.
And God is ready to bless us, amen, with the blessing that we stand in need of. Amen. So once again, we welcome each and every one of you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank God, amen, for you. Amen. We want to, amen, to encourage you, amen, to reach out to somebody. Amen. We want to encourage you to text somebody, amen, and invite them on to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is on and tell them, amen, come, amen, tune in, call in to see, amen, what God, amen, has to say tonight unto them. But truly, we all are standing in need of a blessing. Amen. We all need a blessing. Amen. God has been blessing me, but I still am standing in need of more blessings of the Lord. And somebody picked it up and put it into a words of a song says, all I need is a touch from Jesus. Amen. Do you feel that way tonight? Amen. All I need is a touch from Jesus. Amen. Because I know if the Lord touched me, amen, that everything will be all right. So we just give God the praise. We give God the glory. Amen. We love the Lord tonight. Amen. Because he first loved us. Amen. We thank God for being saved, sanctified through the truth, having the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That would a drive to drive and go forward. Amen. No mind to turn around, no mind to look back. But I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We hope that you feel the same way tonight. Amen. We hope that you feel like pressing on. Amen. To see what the end is going to be. Amen. So once again, amen, as people are still coming on in, we want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We want to encourage you to, amen, invite somebody, text somebody. Amen. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is on. Amen. Live. Amen. If you need the number, we'll give you the number. The number, amen, for them to call is 339-209-6891. Once again, that's 339-209-6891. Amen. You can let them know, amen, to call in to the Prayer News Network. Amen. And hear what thus saith the Lord tonight. Amen. People of God, we hope that you have on your garment of praise. Amen. We hope, amen, that you in the mood, in the spirit to praise God tonight. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Amen. We praise God. I am your co-host tonight. Amen. Minister Emmanuel Hose. Amen. We thank God, amen, for our host and our visionary once again, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We thank God for her and, amen, the awesome work that she's doing, amen, for the Lord. Amen. And truly, we're all being blessed by it. Amen. I know I'm being blessed by it greatly, and I know that others are too. So we just want to give God thanks and give honor where honor is due. Amen. We thank God for her leader. Amen. Apostle. Amen. S.T. James. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for her leaders, her pastor. Amen. Pastor Taylor to Mother Taylor. Amen. We praise God, amen, for my leaders. Amen. My Southern Northern District overseers. Amen. To my local pastor. Amen. Pastor Mark Holmes. Amen. Lady Kalisa. We just thank God for all. Thank God for your leaders. Amen. We thank God for every pastor, minister, apostle, evangelist, whatever, amen, your place is in God, amen, in the Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you tonight. Amen. So we know that God, he is a good God. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. And people of God, we want to remind you that this broadcast is being recorded live. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. So we're going to ask, amen, if you make sure that your phones are muted, amen, so that there will not be any distractions, amen, as the program and the Word of God go forth. Amen. We do have it muted on our end, but, amen, we want to double secure to make sure that there be no interruptions or distractions as the Word of God is going forth. But once again, we just want to just give God all the praise, all the glory. Amen. We also thank God for our radio listeners. We thank God for our radio listeners, amen, that are tuned in with us tonight. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We welcome the blog, Radio Talk. Amen. We welcome you, amen, to the Prayer News Network. Amen. And we want you to know, amen, amen, that God loves you. Amen. God loves you with an everlasting love. Amen. And we love you too. Amen. That's why God sent this prayer line. Amen. To know, to give the world hope, to let the world know that God loves them in a time like this. It's good to be loved. Amen. But it's wonderful to be loved by God. Amen. So we just praise God. We thank God for all our advisors. Amen. That God has assigned to this work. And truly, amen, God, amen, he's placing people where they should be. Amen. For the edifying of the body of Christ and for the furthering of the gospel in the ministry. So we thank God for all our advisors tonight. Amen. And the part that they play in this ministry. Truly, we cannot do it by ourselves. Amen. We are helpers one towards another. So we just give God all the praise, give God all the glory. Amen. So, amen, we hope that you are inviting people in, amen, to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Let them know that we are on live. Amen. We are recording this broadcast tonight. Amen. And at the end of this program, amen, if you so desire, you can get a copy of tonight's broadcast, and we will give you the numbers following the program at the end. Amen. So stay tuned. Amen. Don't miss out, amen. And not only when you get the link, we want you to share it. Amen. We pray that you will share this link with, amen, family, friends, loved ones, coworkers, whoever God placed in your path. Amen. Spread the word. Amen. Everybody may not call in tonight, but one thing about it, everybody can still get the word by us spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we just give God all the praise. We give up God all the glory. Amen. And before we go, we want to also make an announcement. We want to kind of do it now, even while we got people coming in, but we're also going to do it at the end. So we want you to stay tuned, be patient, amen, amen. Let's go to the end, amen. Let's stick it out until the end because we don't want to miss God at any point in time of this broadcast. We do not want to miss the mighty move of God, amen. But, amen, on this Saturday, amen, Saturday, June 23rd at 9 p.m., amen, we will, amen, have a special guest on our platform. Amen, on this program, the Prayer News Network, in the persons of Dr. Colette Lewis. Amen. She's a certified doctor. Amen. And she will be, amen, taking our platform to educate us on dealing with COVID. Amen. She's going to give us some knowledge, amen, how to deal with COVID. And even if you have been affected in one way or the other, she's going to educate us on how to deal with COVID. Amen. You don't want to miss out on this. Amen. Not only is she, amen, a certified doctor, but she is a woman of God. Amen. She saved, sanctified, and had the Holy Ghost. So what better, amen, advice can you get, amen, from, amen, the woman of God? So we want you, amen, to tune in, amen, on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. for this special segment of our program. Amen. Ask the doctor. Amen. If you have questions, amen, you feel free, amen, to submit your questions in. Amen. You can text your questions in or you can email your questions. But at the end of the broadcast, we will give you all the details, amen, concerning this. So we just praise God for all things. We just thank God, amen, for what the Lord is going to do in this hour. Amen. We know that God is going to move. We know that God is going to bless. Amen. I hope, amen, that you are ready. Amen. I hope that you are excited, people of God. Amen. The Lord has brought us down to a close of another week. Amen. So I don't know about you, but I got my garment of praise on. Amen. Amen. We may have encountered different things this week. Amen. But the Lord has brought us through. And we're still standing because of God's grace. Amen. So we just give God a praise. We want you to prepare your heart and your mind. Amen. As we get ready to go into our opening prayer. Amen. And like the evangelists always tell us, we can't go to God any kind of way. We must make sure that our pathway is clear. Because we don't want anything to hinder our prayers tonight. We don't want anything to stop our prayers from going up to the Lord. Amen. So we have to pray for cleansing. We have to pray for the remission of our sins. Amen. Whether they're known or unknown, we must ask God for forgiveness of our sins before we petition God to do anything in our behalf. Amen. So we just praise God for all things. Amen. People of God, let's put your hearts and minds on the Lord. Amen. As we're about to enter into prayer. Amen. We're going to ask our speaker tonight if you will push *6. Amen. And come on over to the broadcast side so we can position you. Amen. To take the platform. Amen. When yielded to. Amen. So once again, we're going to ask our speaker if you will push *6. Amen. And come on over to the broadcast side. Amen. Amen. So we can yield the platform to you. Amen. When time. Amen. But we're going to have our prayer now. So, people of God, we want you to put your minds on Jesus. Amen. Think about how good God's been to you all week long. Think about, amen, the test and trial that God saw you through. Amen. Maybe your back was against the wall and you didn't know what to do, but the Lord came through for you. Amen. Think about, amen, when your loved ones may have been sick. Amen. When different ones that you know may have been affected by this COVID. But you see the mighty hand of God, amen, how God is raising them back up again. Amen. We got so much to thank God for. Amen. We just want to give God praise. We want to give God glory. So we want to just thank the Lord right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for being God. We thank you, oh God, for being a just God. We thank you for being a righteous God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for being the loving God that you are. Oh, God, we know that you care for us. We know that you love us with an everlasting love. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we just, oh God, come to you tonight as humble as we know how. Oh, God, we enter to your courts with thanksgiving. We enter to you, oh God, with praise in our heart. Oh, God, you told us to be thankful and bless your holy name. Oh, Father God, we come to bless your name tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for allowing us to come together just one more time. Oh, God, realize you didn't have to do it, but you did. The circle could have been broken, but you made old death behave. Oh, God, you told death to get back, and death had to obey you. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. You spared our life. You allowed our golden moment to roll on just a little while longer. And we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for being a good God. We want to say thank you for sitting high and looking down low. Oh, God, you look down, oh, God. You behold the good and the evil. In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we just want to praise you tonight, huh? We just want to glorify you, huh? We just want to magnify your name, huh? Not just for what you do, huh? But because of who you are tonight, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we praise you, huh? For who you are tonight, huh? Oh, God, we love you, huh? Because you first loved us, huh? We realize tonight, huh, that we cannot make without you, huh? We realize tonight, huh, that we need you, huh? Every day and every hour, huh? We're weak tonight, huh? But you are strong, huh? You are our peace, huh? And you are our strength, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we love you, huh? We love you tonight, God, huh? More love to thee, huh? Oh, God, huh? Teach us how to love you more, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? We thank you for the blood, huh, that you shed on Calvary, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? We thank you, huh, for forgiveness of sins, huh? We thank you, huh, for restoration tonight, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, Father God, we come to you, huh? And we enter into your courts, huh? And we enter into your presence tonight, huh? Oh, God, we come, huh? With purity tonight, huh? We come, huh? Out of sincerity, huh? Oh, God, we're beseeching you, huh? Oh, God, we're seeking after you, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? We ask you right now, God, huh? That you'll have mercy on us, huh? Oh, God, save us, huh? From all of our sins, huh? Oh, God, cleanse us, huh? From every unrighteousness, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, wash us, huh? In the precious blood of the Lamb, huh? Oh, God, make us whole tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, huh? For we all have sinned, huh? And come short of the glory of God, huh? For we ask you tonight, huh? Oh, God, forgive us, huh? For all our shortcomings, huh? Forgive us, huh, when we disobeyed you, huh? Forgive us, huh, when we have not done everything right, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Save us, huh? Oh, God, save us, huh? Till we walk right, huh? Save us, huh? Till we talk right, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? We don't want nothing, huh, standing in our way tonight, huh? We don't want nothing, huh, to hinder us from getting through, huh? We don't want nothing, huh, to intercept our prayer, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? But Lord, we ask you tonight, huh? Be merciful unto us, huh? Oh, God, be merciful unto us, huh? And cause your face, huh, to shine upon us, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we ask you tonight, huh? Look beyond our faults, huh? And see our need, huh? Look beyond, huh? Every shortcoming, huh? Oh, God, save us, huh? And see our need, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, change us, huh? Change our hearts, huh? Change our minds, huh? Change our ways, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? You said in your word, huh? Let the wicked, huh, forsake his ways, Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. Work on us, Jesus. Make us what you have us to be. Do a new thing in our life. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless your people tonight, God. You know the blessing tonight that each and one, every one of us has. You know what we come tonight for. You know every desire tonight. We pray you a grandest, according to your will. Let it be filled tonight. Let it be sold, according to your will. You be glorified tonight. You be pleased tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless every listener, God. Bless our radio listeners. Bless everyone that called in tonight. Every household tonight that's represented on this line. Oh, Jesus, we ask that you move in the signs and wonders. Move by your spirit tonight. Send your Holy Ghost, God, in the name of Jesus. Send your power tonight. Let your virtue go out. Let it go, God, reach every household tonight. Send healing tonight. Healing to the land. Healing for the body. Healing for the soul tonight. Lord, heal by your spirit tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that only you can. You can do it tonight. There is nothing too hard for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, speak tonight, God. Bless your messenger. Bless your servant tonight. Your chosen vessel, even for this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, anoint your man servant to do your will tonight. Speak through him, God. Oh, God, anoint him for the crown of his head, down to the sole of his feet. Move on him, God. Send a rushing of a mighty wind tonight. Send a Pentecost tonight. Oh, God, send a Pentecost tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Fill every house where they may be sitting tonight. Oh, God, send your Holy Ghost. Oh, God, deliver them that are bound. Oh, God, we ask that you set the captive free. In the mighty name of Jesus. Destroy every yoke of sin tonight. Every yoke of bondage tonight. Let it be destroyed because of your anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you, we praise you. We love you tonight, God. Oh, God, we love you because you first loved us. Oh, God, look on the Prayer News Network. Oh, God, continue. Oh, God, to prove yourself. Continue to have your way. Even through this Prayer News Network, let somebody come to Christ. Let somebody find hope tonight. Let somebody be restored tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, reach the soul tonight. Every listener on the line, God, we pray that you will reach them. Every soul that's not saved tonight, we ask that you will save them, sanctify them, fill them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let the sick say, I'm healed. Oh, God, those that are affected with COVID tonight. Oh, God, we pray that you remember them in a special way tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, send healing across the land. Oh, God, send deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus. We know you're able, God. We know you got the power. Oh, God, do it for your name's sake. Oh, God, you be glorified. We'll give your name the praise.
Recording has started.
In the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, God. We thank you. We bless your holy name. Oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody come on and bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Come on and praise God tonight.
Yes, sir.
Amen. What a mighty God, amen, we serve. Amen. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. We thank God for prayer. Amen. We know that prayer changes things. Amen. Men are to always pray and not to faint. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Amen. So we just give God all the praise tonight. And people of God, we thank God, amen, for, amen, the man of God that's going to come to us tonight. Amen. He's been on the prayer line, amen, time and time before, listening in. Amen. But tonight, amen, God, amen, ordained it. Amen. For him, amen, to, amen, come to us. Amen. To speak our focused word tonight. Amen. So we are excited to have him. Amen. We thank God for him, for his willingness. Amen. We thank God for, amen, for him. Amen. He's a come out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Amen. He's a willing vessel. Amen. He saved, sanctified, has the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and that with a mind to serve God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He yielded his life to the Lord. Amen. Some time ago, he's been living for the Lord ever since. Amen. We thank God for him. Amen. He is an ordained deacon. Amen. But he is a subordinate minister. amen, where, amen, God has equipped him to be able to carry out the service of the Lord when needed. Amen. Thank God for him. Amen. He's a Sunday school teacher, and he's been teaching for years. Amen. Something he loves and enjoys doing. He loves the Lord tonight. Amen. He's an all-around guy. Amen. A man of God, and he loves the Lord tonight. Amen. We're so honored to have him, and we welcome him to the Prayer News Network. And truly tonight, amen, we want to just, amen, prepare to receive what the Lord has for us tonight. Amen. Open up your heart. Amen. To hear the word of God. Embrace the word of God. The word of God lets us know they that receive the word gladly, they the ones that were added unto the church. So receive the word of God gladly tonight. Amen. He comes to us, amen. Amen. From Deliverance Temple, amen, out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Amen. Under the leadership of Pastor and Sister, amen, Calloway. Amen. So we thank God. We're, amen, so excited to introduce him tonight. Amen. To you and present to others. Amen. Tonight, amen, we yield the floor, amen, to our very own Deacon Carnell Huff. Amen. Once again, out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Amen. God bless you, man of God. Amen. You can, amen, unmute your phone and take the platform at this time. God bless you, Deacon Carnell Huff.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the
Lord,
everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Well, praise ye the Lord. Truly, I thank God for this opportunity tonight. The Lord is good. Thank God for that powerful prayer coming from Minister Emmanuel. That's enough to get you started right there. I just thank God for that prayer tonight. First, I want to honor God who is ahead of my life with all that is within me. I want to give honor to my leaders, Pastor Richard Jackson of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Camden, New Jersey, who is the president, and our vice president, Pastor Lewis Marshall, and Mother Janice Marshall, First Lady of the Southern District out of Jacksonville, Florida. I also want to honor my own pastor, Pastor Gary Calloway, and Elder Linda Calloway out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Truly, the Lord is good. He's worthy to be praised. And to everyone in their respective places tonight, I want to give honor to Evangelist Bradley and to Minister Emmanuel Hogues. Thank them for the opportunity to be able to speak on the PNN tonight, Prayer News Network. This is my first time, and I feel blessed. I feel a privilege, and I feel honored to be able to be on this line tonight. And last but not least, I want to give honor to my wife, who is my number one supporter. And at this time, before I go any further, I'm going to ask her to come and give a selection at this time, if she would.
You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith, you know best. You've got this figured out, watching us now. You made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. And now we're here, looking back on where we come from, because of you and nothing we've done. You've got this figured out, you're in control now. You made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made away. Now you move mountains, you cause the walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles, there is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here, and we're standing here only because you made a way. Now you move mountains, or you cause the walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles, there is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here, and we're standing here, and we're standing here only because you made a way.
Praise God, you made a way. I don't know how you did it, but you made a way. God is always making a way for his people. Praise God. We thank God for that beautiful selection coming from Sister Myrtle Huff. At this time, before we go further, we're going to have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you tonight, God. Thank you for right now. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. We honor you tonight. For God, you are able to do all things. You deserve the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you for making ways after ways, time after time. We thank you tonight, God. Look on us tonight, God. Look on everyone under the sound of our voice, God. Send your word, send our anointing, God. Let me decrease and you increase. In the name of Jesus, help me to speak the word with boldness, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to look on us one by one and name by name. We'll praise thy name evermore. Ask thee many blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for another day he allowed me to see. I thank him for his grace and his mercy and his love toward me in spite of. I just thank God for just keeping me through this time that we're living in. I thank him most of all for keeping me and saving a wretched sinner like me one day, converting me and sanctifying me, and giving me the gift of the Holy Ghost, and it is out your prayers. Thanks, people of God. We're living in perilous times. We're living in the last days. The Bible says there will be wars, rumors of wars, famine, pestilence, and earthquakes in divers places. We are living in them times right now. Also, we're living in the time of a pandemic. Can't turn the TV on without hearing about COVID-19. 400,000 lives have been lost because of the COVID-19 and counting. We're living in a time where we have to wear face masks. Some wear them, some don't. Hand sanitizer, so important. Social distance, stay-at-home order. These things are days and time we're living in. Zoom, FaceTime, shortage of various things. Only way you can see your loved ones is through Zoom or FaceTime. And shortage of things, you go in the store to get something, you might get it and you might not. Loved one can't bury their dead like they want to. We're living in perilous times, dangerous times. Parents with no degree, I mean no degree at all, having to teach their own children. A five-year-old being taught by their own parent with no degree. And seniors that graduated, they couldn't have their commencement ceremony. And to go to school 12 long years and reach that pinnacle of graduation and not being able to walk and get that diploma handed to you, that was taken away. They couldn't have their commencement ceremony. People of God, you may never get back to the way things were. Imagine if the coronavirus had happened years ago, There'll be no FaceTime, no Facebook, no social media, no phones at all. Some will have not even been born. But glory be to God. God is so good. He's worthy of all the praise. But with all that's happening in the world today, when this is all over, there's one thing we can look forward to, and that is God promises.
Amen.
And saint, people of God, and everyone on the line, as I went to the Lord in prayer and asked him for a word to give to his people, this is the thought that he gave me, and that is God promises. And as Minister Emmanuel began to ask me to be a speaker, I felt honored. I could have made up some excuse, just like people do today, making all types of excuses for this and for that. Some even using COVID-19 because we're not even in church, not to pay their tithes. Making excuses not to pay their tithes because we're not in the building. But excuses, there is none. Like I say, with all that's happening in the world today, there's one thing we can look forward to, glory be to God, and that is God promises. Promise is a declaration that something will or will not be done or given by one. We made promises to other people and even to God, but did we keep them? I'm going to leave that a question mark. But God promises are infallible, meaning that they never fail. He makes no mistake, and his word is never wrong. Let me say that again. God promises are infallible, meaning that they never fail. He makes no mistake, and his word is never wrong. St. Matthew 24:35 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So speaking on my topic tonight will be God promises. And my main scripture will be taken from 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, the 20th verse. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, in the 20th verse. And it reads, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. All the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God. What can we say then but yea and amen? For God's word is not going to change. God's word is not going to change. We just say amen. It is so. God promises. In Isaiah 43:2 says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. God letting his people know that he will be with them. I will be with you. That's a promise. That's God's promise. I will be with you. Whether you pass through waters, see, waters can be dangerous. Water can be dangerous and also fire. So God is letting his people know, no matter upon you, I'll be with you. And he used water here and fire, for they are two dangerous things. They can take your life at an instant. Fire, no one's just going to walk through fire that's in their right mind, but the fire, you may have fiery trials come in your life. The pressure may come, almost choke you out or drown you. Water, fire, like I say, they are dangerous, but God is letting his people know, I'll be with you no matter where you go. I will be with you. And I thought about the three Hebrew boys. God began to get in the fiery furnace with them. He won't leave you by yourself. He even got in there with them and began to deliver them out of the fiery furnace, and the scent of smoke wasn't even upon their clothes. That's the kind of God that we serve. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and deliver them. I can think of time and time again where the Lord has sent an angel. The Lord has sent an angel. The angel camped round about us, kept me from running in the mailbox, kept me from hitting this or hitting that, began to stay the hand of death, protect me from having accidents. Have you ever been in that situation, knowing that it was God that delivered you out of that predicament that you was in, or that accident that you almost had, because his angel is camped round about them and that fear him and deliver them? You have to fear God. You have to have a reverent fear for God, because God, he's the only one that can destroy both body and soul. Man may destroy body, but God can destroy both body and soul. But his angel is camped round about them that fear him and deliver them. Lord, that I will be your strength. 2 Samuel 22 and 33. God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my way perfect. Glory be to God. God is my strength and power. When we are weak, he gives us strength. He gives power to the faint, and those that have no might, he increases strength. Only God can do that. He is my strength. He is my power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my way whole, complete. Yes, he does. Only God can do it. And God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge. He will protect us. He will keep us. He is our strength also. When we are weak, thou art strong. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God will be right there just when you need him most. When you look for someone to help and there's no one around to help you, God will step right in just when you need him most. When you look and there's no one to help, your life, you feel like your life is in trouble. You don't know who to turn to. You don't know who to look to. But God will step right in just when you need him most. Yes, he will. He's a very present help in trouble. Not in times of trouble, but in trouble. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. All we have to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and we will find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. The Lord said, and all they got to do is call upon him, and he will answer. And while they are yet speaking, he will hear. He said, I will hear. You know, sometimes you're talking to people, and it seems like they're paying you no mind. Sometimes you ask them a question, and before you get the question out, they already gave you an answer without even listening to the question out. But the Lord said, and it shall come to pass that before they call, he said he will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. God said, I will answer you. Just call upon him out of the depths of your heart. And the Lord said he will answer you. And I know he will. I'm a witness for myself. I began to pray and ask God for something, and the Lord began to do it. The Lord began to work things out, and I know it was nobody but the Lord. Because I know having him there makes all the difference in the world. I began to think about when they was out on the ship, and the ship began to be roaring, and how that Jesus was down in the bottom deck sleep, and how that the ship, the wind and the wave was so terrible, how that the ship almost broke in two. But they began to go down and begin to talk to Jesus, wake him up and said, Master, cares not that I perish. Jesus began to say, oh, ye a little faith, and began to say, peace, be still. Having Jesus there makes all the difference in the world. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's another promise. We can depend on God in these last and evil days, even through this pandemic. How God began to make ways, how he began to open doors, how he began to provide, how he began to make ways. He will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ. I don't know what our need is. The Lord will supply. And the Lord will even supply some of your wants. But he said, I will supply all your needs, every one of your needs, according to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ. And it's good to know that you got someone that can supply all your needs. Man can't do it. Woman can't do it. President can't do it. The House can't do it. The Senate can't do it. Jesus said, I will supply. My God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. And I'm thinking how that the Lord, he will never, never let us down. He said he will always be with us. He said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Always mean always, even to the end of the world. People of God, we got to look to God. If we ever needed the Lord, now is the time that we need him. We need to look to him more. This pandemic happened. Take a look at ourselves. See where we are at. Are we going to keep God first in our life? Are we going to let him slip down to second? Are we just going to throw up our hands and just say, I can't take no more, this is it? But no, now is the time, right now. Today is the day of salvation. We have to hold on to God as never before. We don't come too far now. We don't come too far to turn around now. Let's go unto the end. As was stated earlier, we got to go to the end. Let's go unto the end. St. John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Don't let your heart be troubled, no matter how it look in these trying times. Don't let your heart be troubled. The Lord want to give you peace. He said, peace I leave with you, as he was talking to a disciple. He said, my peace I give unto you. And we are his disciple today. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Don't let your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. No matter what come, think or swim, don't let your heart be troubled. God, he took out that stony heart and gave us a heart of flesh. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Don't, because you can have a heart attack, but don't let your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. That God gives surpasses all understanding. That peace you can't even describe. You try to explain it to people, and people don't understand. You can't describe that peace that God gives. People say, how are you so calm in day and time that we're living in? It's the peace of God. It's the peace of God. I can't explain it to you, but all I can say, it is the peace of God. And it goes beyond all our understanding. That peace comes from God. You can't get it down here on this earth. That peace comes from God. I will always love you. That's a promise that God made. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now about it, faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. Now about it, faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith coming by hearing, and that by the word of God. Faith is important. Hope. We need faith to get that hope from God. We hope in God. We don't put our hope in things down here, but we put our hope and trust in the Lord. Faith is important. Hope is important. But charity, the greatest of these is charity, the love of God in you in action, where there's not a lot being displayed this day and time. People more excited about this or that now than they are the love of God. It's just said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The love is waxing cold. The love is waxing cold. Yeah, I know people are dying every day, but everybody that died didn't die from the COVID. People were dying before the COVID even happened. But charity is the love of God in you in action. To the unsaved, God loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But that backslider out there, God loves you. He said he was married to the backslider. God loves you. He reigned on the just as well as the unjust. The backslider, he made a promise to God one day. He said, if you save me, I'll live for you forever. But where are you now? But God still loves you. God still loves you. He loves all of us, but he just hates sin. And he don't get no pleasure in the death. As the message came on last night, God is equal. God is equal. In my closing, people of God, stand on the promise of God. For God is trustworthy. His character won't change. So you can have confidence in God. And as my opening scripture was saying, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. There will be victory after this. There will be glory after this. The promise is unto you and your children and your children's children. As for the Lord thy God shall call. God, you can stand on the promise of God. God will never leave us nor forsake us. He said it will be with us always. God said, I will be with you. He said, I will protect you. He said, I will be your strength. I will answer you, and I will provide for you, and I will give you peace, and I will always love you. If you feel like nobody loves you, I'm here to tell you God loves you. God said he would always love you, in spite of, he loves us, in spite of what situation we found ourselves in, he still loved us. And because he didn't take away our future because of our past. He didn't hold our past against. He said he would take our sins and cast them in the sea of forgetfulness, and he will remember them no more. People will hold your sins against you until they die. But Jesus said he'll take them and cast them in the sin of forgetfulness and remember them no more. He wants to save you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. God is a God of his word. The promise that he made, God is not a man that he should lie, not a son of man that he shall repent. Whatever the Lord said, that's what he's going to do.
Amen.
I mean, all the promises are not good. There are promises that are conditional. There are promises that are unconditional. That God began to put the rainbow in the sky as a promise. That he won't destroy the world no more with water. But he's going to destroy this world. This cruel, evil world he's going to destroy, but not with water. That's a promise that God made, and God keeps his promise. We don't keep our promise all the time, but God keeps his promise. You can stand on his promise. You can't stand on man's promise, but you can stand on God's promise. He will do just what he said he would do. But God loves you in spite of
no matter who you are, no matter what you've done last night, no matter who found yourself today somewhere that you shouldn't have been, but God still loves you. He wants to save you. He died on the cross. He hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour, blood streaming down with a crown of thorns upon his head, how they pierced him in his side. And the Lord, he gave up the ghost and he died. He said, Father, it is finished. The plan of salvation was finished for the whole world. All you got to do is just surrender unto the Lord and let him save you. He wants to save you. He comes to save you. You got to go that way. We all have to go that way. The Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. What shall you call him? His name is Jesus. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sin. There's no other name that we can call on but that name of Jesus. You can call on Muhammad. You can call on Buddha, but no other name but that name Jesus is the name that you can be saved, how he will forgive you of your sin. He will clean you up. He will cast demons out of you. He will bring you in the name of Jesus. He will bring you, and you will be free from all those things. Those things that are behind you, they'll be in the past. He will take them out. He will take everything out that's not like him. And only God can do it. And I know he can do it. I'm a witness that he can do it. How he did it for me one day when I wouldn't even want to go to church. How God began to change my heart and my mind. Church started even in our home. And I began to make sure that I was up early in the morning before church started and just went, just left the house. Didn't care where I went. But I thanks be to God one day he changed my heart and my mind and how he began to come in and clean me up. And I was like one born out of due season. But I thank God for it. And he lasts and even days. And I began to think if I could just help someone along this way, my living won't be in vain. I began to think about the deacon that went down to Samaria and how did he preach to the whole city, got converted. God is still able to do it, and he lasts and even days. But people don't want to humble themselves. People don't want to surrender. They want to live like they want to live until they get in trouble. And sometimes they still won't come to the Lord when they're in trouble. On their deathbed, they still won't come to the Lord. They still won't surrender. But God is able to save you. You may not think you need him now, but before you leave this earth, you're going to need Jesus. You're going to need someone to go your bus. In that dying hour, you're going to need someone to go your bond. You're going to need someone to go your bond. Truly God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I thank God we have given me to say tonight, the Lord is ever so prevalent in this day and time that we're living in. So many things are going on, but God in the midst of them all. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but God knows. But God knows, God is willing, and he is able. I thank God for the word tonight. I pray that I said something to help you along this way of holiness. I hope I said something to help you along this way of holiness. And at this time, we're going to offer a prayer of salvation. If anyone want to receive Christ in their life tonight, you can. Just press *6 and come on over, and we will pray with you. We will pray with you. Just press *6 and come on over. If you want salvation, if you want Christ to come into your life, because he will. He will. If you want him to come into your life tonight, just press *6 and come on over. Give God a chance. You see what's going on in the world today. No one can stop going on but God. Only God can do it. God loves you. His hand is stretched out, saying, whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come. Will you come tonight? Will you come tonight? Will you be bold enough to come? God is waiting on you. We're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you. No matter what you've done, no matter what people told you, you can't be forgiven. It doesn't matter with God. God can do all things. There's nothing too hard for God. Is there anything too hard for God? No. There's nothing too hard for God. God wants to heal you. Everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt. You're hurting. God wants to heal you. Well, the doctor gave me this medicine and gave me that medicine. God wants to heal you. Everywhere you hurt. So will there be one? Will there be one tonight receive salvation in their life? Press star 6.
Amen.
Unmute yourself and come on over.
Amen. Alpha man of God, we want to say to our radio listeners, amen. You can, amen, call in, amen, to the platform, amen, by dialing 339-209-6891. Amen. To our radio listeners, you can dial in, amen, to, amen, accept prayer, amen, and also put your prayer request in. God bless you, man of God.
So you dial star 6 and come on over to the platform. And if you have a prayer request, you can make it known at this time. Or you just want prayer. We thank God for all our listeners. You don't have to be ashamed. Just press star 6 and make your prayer request known. You want prayer for sickness? Or you standing in the gap for somebody else? You know someone else that's sick with the COVID and you would like to have prayer for them? Press star 6, come on over to the platform, make it known. Would there be one? God's a healer, both body and soul. Would there be one? If not,
amen, man of God. Amen. I don't see one on the platform.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Enjoyed the word of God. And I'm standing in prayer for Levon, Brother Levon. He's in the hospital with COVID. And they say his whole family have it. And I'm standing in the gap for both of them. We asking for prayer for him and his family. And say he had a heart failure. I guess it shocked him back. And I believe he's in critical condition. Brother LeVon and family.
Brother LeVon and family?
Yes, sir. LeVon and family.
Okay.
We know it's nothing too hard for God.
There's nothing too hard for God.
Nothing too hard for God. God bless you.
God bless you. Will there be another one? Anyone else? We don't want to cut nobody off. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this young lady. Asking prayer for the LeVon family.
Hello.
So it, yes.
Yes, I'd like to ask prayer for my grandson, David Young. He's been feeling sickly.
What's his name again?
David Young.
David Young?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
We'll pray for him.
Yeah. Anyone else? Prayer can change God's mind. Anyone else? Anyone else before we go into prayer? You know, there's some maybe online hesitant, but we still will pray for you also. If that be all, we're going to go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, God. We thank you for all things, for you alone are worthy of all the glory, the honor, and the praise. For you can do anything but fail. You never lost a battle, and you never will. Lord, we thank you tonight, God. We bless your name for blessing us, God. Look on the ones on the prayer list. Look on the one on this line tonight, God. Touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able, God. You can do all things, God. Look on Brother Levon and his family, God. You know all about it, God. You're able to heal them, God. In the name of Jesus, we believe it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, you've done it before, and you're able to do it again. Look on Davion, God. In the name of Jesus, touch him right now, God. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God. Make him whole, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Father. Stretch out your hand upon him, God. In the name of Jesus, move by your power, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way right now, God. Touch, heal, and deliver, God. Move, Lord. Move, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you are healer tonight. You was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. Chastisement of our peace was upon you. But with your strength, we are healed tonight in the name of Jesus. We claim the victory tonight in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, sickness tonight. We denounce it tonight in your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. There's nothing you can do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, send down your healing virtue tonight in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord. Your will be done, Lord. For your name's sake, Lord. For your glory tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, touch them tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, touch them, Lord. That they may be a witness for you, God, that you heal their body. Jesus, I know you're able tonight. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. We bless your name, God. We give you the glory and the honor, God. Look on everyone on this line tonight, God. The one that didn't even say nothing, God. That wanted to say something, God. You knew it by name, God. Bless them tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, save the unsaved. Give the living unto the bound. Set free the captive, God. In the name of Jesus, do wonders and continue to work miracles, God, in the midst of your people, God. We know thou art able to do all things. In the name of Jesus, help us tonight, God. We are looking unto you. We are trusting and depending on you, God. In the name of Jesus, look on that backslider tonight, God. Bring them on back, God. If it be in your will, God, you say you were married to the backslider. Bring them on back, God. In the name of Jesus, help us to love them back, God. In the name of Jesus, give us more love one toward another, God. Forgive sin and blot out iniquity, God. Give us a closer walk with you. Help us to acknowledge you in all our ways, for you say you direct our path, God. In the name of Jesus, bless thy people tonight, God. One by one and name by name, we'll forever give your name the praise. The glory and honor all shall be done. We just pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We thank God for the prayer. We know God's a healer for both body and soul. And if you can only believe, The word said all things are possible to him that believeth. If you can only believe it, God is able to do it. God, he's able to do it. I don't care what it is. I don't care what the doctor says. God have the last say. God have the last say. I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care if it says the doctor said it looked critical. God still has the last say. I don't get the doctor say I done done all I can do, which may be true, but God has the last say. God got the last say. Yes, he does. God has the last say. So, just thank God once again for Minister Mayer and James Bradley giving me this opportunity. Hope I said something to help someone. And at this time, that's for you to pray for me and my family. And I bid you Godspeed. I yield back to the host.
Amen. God bless you. Did call that before you step off the platform. Amen. We had a request to come in. They were trying to get through. Amen. But obviously, we didn't hear them. Amen. Mother Walker, amen, is requesting prayer. Amen. So we're going to ask you once again if you come back and pray a special prayer. Amen. For healing and strength over Mother Walker. God bless you.
Mother Walker. Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus on behalf of Mother Walker. Lord, look on her tonight, God. Touch her right now, God. In the name of Jesus, whatever the condition is, you know all about it, God. And use a healer tonight, God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch her right now, God. Heal her body, God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her, God. And then raise her up, God. In the name of Jesus, we know thou able, Father. We believe it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch us. We know you're able to do it, Lord. We believe it right now, God. We count it done in your name, God. There's nothing too hard for you, God. Nothing, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to look on her, God. Strengthen her on every hand, God. In the name of Jesus, move, Father, up and down her body, God. We know you're able, God. As she asked a prayer, God, you said, ask and it shall be given. Lord, we're looking unto you tonight, God. Honor that request tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able to do it, God. And we believe it, Father. And we count it down in your name, God. Not for our glory, but your glory, God. Do it for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. And we bless your name, God. Ask thee many blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. Praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Coming through Deacon Carnell Hump. Amen. God keeps his promises. Amen. How many of you know tonight, amen, without a shadow of doubt, that God keeps his promises? Amen. Every promise that God made, he's going to fulfill it. Amen. He's going to bring it to pass. God is not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He said it, shall he not do it. He spoke it, shall he not make it, amen, bring it to pass. Amen. God is going to do everything that he said he would do. Amen. I thank God for the word of God tonight. People of God, we got to trust God. Amen. Do you trust God's word? Amen. Do you trust God, amen, for who he say he is? Amen. Do you trust, amen, God to do everything that he said he would do? Amen. He's God. Amen. If he said he's going to do something, he's got the power. If he said he's going to deliver, he's going to deliver. If he said he's going to set free and heal, he's going to do everything that proceeded out of his mouth. Amen. I praise God for the word of God tonight. Amen. We got to stand on God's word. Amen. When everything else fell, heaven and earth shall pass away. But God's word, amen, is going to stand forever. You can bank on God's word. You can depend on it. You can trust God's word to the end. Amen. We thank God for the word of God tonight. Amen. Who are you putting your faith in? Is your faith in God tonight? Amen. And I thank God, amen. He said, amen, there will be glory after this. Hallelujah. There will be glory after this. After everything that we've been through. Amen. There will be glory after this. God is going to bring us out with a praise. God's going to bring us out with victory. Amen. And I'm depending on God tonight. Amen. I'm trusting God. I'm looking to God. Amen. I'm believing in what the Lord has said. He spoke it. God spoke in his word. He said all the promises of God are yea and amen. All the promises of God. Amen. The preacher going to say amen. Amen. He's going to say all the promises. Amen. All of it don't sound good, but God still made it. He said, behold in Ezekiel, behold all souls of mine, the soul of the Father, the soul of the Son. But the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Amen. That's a promise that God made. If you sin, you're going to die. Amen. But he began to say, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy on him. Amen. He began to say in Romans, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen. That's another promise, a promise of hope, a promise of deliverance, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. And God will save you tonight. God will deliver you and set you free if you only call on that name, Jesus. Amen. They begin to say, there is no other name given unto heaven whereby we must be saved. Amen. But the name Jesus. Amen. Truly tonight we praise God for the word of God. God's promises. Amen. God's promises unto us that he made to us. And God made promises unto us that he's yet fulfilling. Amen. He's still fulfilling his promises. Amen. It's already done. Amen. We're just waiting on the manifestation of it. So we just praise God tonight for, amen, the word of God. Amen. Coming through, amen, Deacon Carnell. Thank God for his willingness tonight. Amen. Thank God for his obedience to answer the call. And one thing about it, God spoke. Amen. God still spoke. Amen. I'm reminded as a child when there was thunder and lightning outside. Amen. When the thunder was thundering and the lightning was, amen, lightning. Thundering and roaring. Amen. Many times as a child, amen, my father and parents were instructed as children, and they would tell us, they would say, sit down, because God is talking. Amen. But what about when it's not thundering and lightning? God is still talking, amen. Amen. Can't you hear God talking tonight? He's letting you know, amen, that every promise of God are yea and amen. So we bless God tonight for his word. Amen. And at this time, amen, before, amen, we go any further, we're going to call, amen, his companion back, amen, Missionary Hub. Amen, Missionary Myrtle Hub, we're going to call you back. And we're going to ask you if you will give us, amen, another selection. Amen, Missionary Hub, amen. Give us another selection, please. God bless you.
I have everything I need. I have everything I need. The great I am provides for me. The great I am provides for me. I have everything I need. I have everything I need. I have everything I need. The great I am provides for me. The great I am provides for me. He is my strength when I am weak. He is my strength when I am weak. He is my strength when I am weak. The great I am provides for me. great I am, provide for me. The great I am, that I am, He is more than enough for me. Yeah. The great I am, that I am, He is more. Whatever I need you to be, you're the I am you are. Whatever I need you to be, you're the I am you are. You're everything I need. You are everything I need. You are everything that I need. The great I am, provide for me. The great I am, provide for me.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen, thank God, amen. Once again for that beautiful selection and solo coming through Missionary Up. Amen. The deacon's wife, we thank God, amen, for you. You are the great I am that provides for me. He said, that's my name, and that's my name forevermore. I am. I am, amen. I am the way maker. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I am thy deliverer. Hey, hallelujah. He's everything that we need him to be. Amen. Truly put your trust in Jesus tonight. Amen. And stand on the promises of God. Every one of his promises that he made unto you. Stand on it. Amen. Because it shall come to pass. We thank
amen.
God tonight. Amen. For amen. The man of God. Amen. The woman of God. Thank God for you coming. Amen. So willingly. Amen. To answer the call, the invitation. Amen. We have enjoyed the word of God, and God can use whom he will. Amen. You saved, sanctified, have the Holy Ghost. Amen. You are to be a witness. Jesus said, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me. Amen. We can be a witness for the Lord to let somebody else know that Jesus saved. If he did it for me, surely he could do it for you. God has no respect of person. So we praise God tonight, amen, for amen. Deacon Carnell, amen. His wife. And also want you to know that they do have a prayer line. Amen. On behalf of their church, they do have a prayer line. So at the end, amen, we want you to, amen, give that information to the listeners. Amen. So that, amen, they can know, amen, your prayer line information. So we just praise God for all things tonight. Amen. We also have a few announcements that we want to make to you. Amen. We want you to be reminded. Amen. Of a few announcements once again. Also, people of God, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you can text. Amen. Two numbers you can text. You can text 912-257-3918. Once again, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, you can text 912-257-3918. Or another alternate number you can text is 678-608-7234. Once again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. To receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. Also, when you get a copy, we're asking you to share it with somebody. We want you to send the word out. Somebody needs to know that God made a promise, amen, to them. They're feeling like, amen, that they don't have no hope tonight. But we want you to share this word with them to let them know that God has made a promise of hope tonight unto them if they will believe on his name. Amen. So we just thank God for all things. Amen. Also remind you, amen, on this coming Saturday, amen, Lord say the same, this coming Saturday at 9 p.m., amen, we will have a special guest, amen, amen, to come, amen, amen, to our platform. amen, in the person of Dr. Quillette Lewis, amen. She's a certified, amen, doctor, amen, and also she's a saved woman of God. She will be coming, amen, to us tomorrow night, amen, and coming to us talking about, amen, coping with COVID. She's going to be talking with us about coping with COVID. Amen. She's going to enlighten us on how we can get through this, amen, this COVID, amen, how we can deal with it. And we already know we have the Word of God to comfort us. We have the Word of God to console us. We have prayer. But, amen, we have also words of wisdom that can also help us, things that we can do, amen, to better to protect ourselves and to help deal with this situation, amen, COVID. So tomorrow night, we want you to, amen, tune in. Amen. Call in a little early, amen, so that the line won't be tied up, so you can be able to get through, amen, because this is going to be very enlightening unto us, amen. This is something that we all could benefit from, because we all have been affected with COVID, amen, but God wants to teach us, amen, and strengthen us and let us know how, amen, to deal with COVID. So we just praise God for all things. We thank God for the man of God once again. And before, amen, we, amen, cut off, amen, we're going to, amen, see if, amen, our founding visionary, amen, Evangelist Bradley would like to have any words at this time. Amen. God bless you, woman of God, Evangelist Bradley.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, man of God. God bless you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Glory be to God. I tell you, I'm just so honored on tonight because we've gone to Pennsylvania, people of God. We've gone to Pennsylvania. I think maybe this is our second time, but we bless the Lord because we have really been traveling on this line, and it's such a blessing. It's such an honor to meet you, amen, and your beautiful wife, that beautiful golden voice. I tell you, just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I tell you, man of God, that after this, we are looking, amen, we are looking to put on our traveling shoes because I believe, amen, that all lights will be green, amen, and we're going to be traveling all over the place, amen. And I don't believe I'm going to be by myself, amen. We've had people, amen, listeners, loyal listeners that have been with us here all the way, this whole journey, amen, Jesus. And I think that we're going to have, amen, just a whole crew that will be willing, able, and ready to get out on the road for the Lord, amen, because the Lord is preparing us, amen. And even on tonight, we thank God for the word, amen, the promises of God. The promises of God, there are promises, amen, precious promises. And we thank the Lord tonight, amen, for God's promises, amen. He cannot fail. And we bless God on tonight for this word, amen. Again, we thank you, man of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, amen. Thank you for the woman of God, amen. I tell you, it has been most beautiful, most beautiful. And we certainly do look, amen, to have you back on the line with us again. Amen, Jesus. And we will continue to pray with you. We'll continue to pray with you for us. Please do the same for us. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, amen, we're going to turn it back over to our co-host on tonight. And people of God, we just thank you. Amen. We thank you because we're in transition. God is expanding. And we thank God for our advisors. Amen, Jesus, they do such a fine job. It's all about expanding, amen, for growth. Amen, we're preparing for growth. And we want to thank you, Minister Emmanuel. Very, very fine job. God bless you. We appreciate you so much, amen, as well as all of our advisors. Amen, and we just love you. We appreciate you in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. Thank God for you. We appreciate you. Amen. We always, amen, enjoy the words, amen, that the Lord sends out your mouth. Encouragement, amen. We thank God for all the encouragement, the support, amen, that you have given to everyone on this line. And amen, people of God, we're, amen, in 290 days. Amen, 290 days, amen, that this prayer needs has been established. Amen. This is the Lord doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. And we ought to stop right now and give the Lord some praise. We ought to stop and give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. The Lord is so good. Amen. A prayer line that started out to be 21 days. Amen. God has extended it to 290 days. Amen. And we're looking for it to go on and on and on until the Lord say, well done. Amen. I praise God. It has been a blessing to so many souls. This prayer line has reached so many people all over the world. Amen. God has gone global, amen, with this prayer line to reach the lost souls. Amen. We thank God for this prayer line. We thank God for all the prayer lines, amen, that the Lord has established, amen, in the earth during this pandemic. Amen. Praying people. God's got praying people that are interceding for the world. And we thank God for every prayer warrior tonight. We thank God for every prayer warrior that is standing on the wall and refused, amen, to bow, refused to come down and stop praying. Amen. We thank God for you tonight. Amen. We pray that God will have more strength in you and keep you. Amen. And cause you to continue, amen, to do his will. Amen. This is what it's all about, the saving of the lost soul. Amen. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. We praise God because the word of God is going out and it's not in vain. Somebody is hearing the word of God. Somebody is taking heed to the word that is being delivered over this line. Amen. And all the lines that are going forth, keep preaching, keep praying, keep declaring God's word. Amen. It's not in vain. Amen. So we thank God once again for all things. Amen. And at this time, amen, I believe we got all our announcements out the way. Amen. But people of God, we want you to come back on tomorrow night. Amen. And hear, amen, what the Lord has to say unto us. Amen. Through words of wisdom. Amen. So we just thank God once again for you, Deacon Carnell. Amen. We appreciate your willingness. We appreciate your humbleness. Amen. And your love towards God. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Your family and your ministry. Amen. And right before today, we want you to give us, amen, your prayer line information. Amen. So that others can, amen, follow you and tune in. So we just thank God for all things. And we're going to yield this part, amen, of the service back over to, amen, the man of God, Deacon Carnell Huff, that may have the last word. Amen. And the blessing of the line. And then following the blessing of the line, we're going to open up the line that we may give our corporate praise together. Amen. Also, we thank you, Missionary Huff, for, amen, support and for your solo, amen, that was rendered unto the Lord. Amen. May God bless you. Amen. Deacon Carnell Huff.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for Mr. Emmanuel and all the remarks, everything that's said and done. But this time we're going to I'm gonna let my wife give the announcement about the prayer line.
God bless you, people of God. We thank and praise God for the word of God. And we just thank God for the opportunity for my husband and myself to be a part of this great ministry. And to Vannis Bradley, we love you and we embrace you in the name of the Lord. In reference to our prayer line, it is called the Power Prayer Line. It is an acronym for Praying, Outreaching Women Empowered with Righteousness. And it is a weekly line. It is on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. And the number to the line is 1-978-990-5337. And again, that number is 1-978-990-5. And the access code is 346-9155. Again, 346-9155. And as I have forestated, it is on Thursday nights at 6 o'clock p.m. And it is hosted by Missionary Rebecca Ingram. Very respectful into the hands of Deacon Hunt.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for that announcement coming through. Sister Myrtle, once again, I enjoyed being obedient to do the will of God, because God has been good to me. And whatever I can do, whenever I can do it, I want to do it to the glory and honor of God. Thank God once again for Minister Manuel.
for that invitation. And like I said earlier, I could have made an excuse, but why? Why make an excuse? God didn't say no to me, so why should I make an excuse? And we thank God, and we hope the word of God was enlightening and encouraging to someone. Now, go to objective is when we preach the word of God, that someone may receive it and receive Christ in their life. They're more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repents than 99 just and need no repentance. At this time, we're going to go to God in prayer. We're going to pray for this power prayer line. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, God. We want you to bless this power prayer line, God. Look on Evangelist Bradley. Look on Minister Emmanuel, God. Continue to bless them, God. Continue to open up ways for them to more, God. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, and we know you got the power. We believe you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, enlarge that territory. We know you're able, Father. We're looking unto you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, save souls, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Look on everyone that associated with it, God. Bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. We're looking unto you, and we're trusting and depending on you, but we could do nothing of ourselves. Continue to bless them in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. People of God, we're going to open up the lines that we all may give our corporate praise together. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
All participants are unmuted.
Glory be to God.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Keep praising him. Take the Lord with you until tomorrow night. God bless you. Go in peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Don't give up on God. Cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
How many believe in tonight?
Yeah, yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. He's got to help me sing. God. God is able to do just what he's trying. He would do. God has fulfilled every promise. Don't give up on God. Somebody cross his arms. Give up on you. He's able. I believe it tonight. Yeah. He's able. Somebody shout tonight. He's able. Hallelujah.
This session is no longer being recorded.
I'm going to sing this, and then
Goodbye.
Everybody say, oh!